I actually can't see Des Cahill because he's remotely, because we're all doing this social distancing, but I'm told he's just raced into studio. I hope you've caught your breath and you're here to give us the sports news.
Indeed, Des. I have. All the training is paying off for me. We're starting with news of Cork City, and after a traumatic year, the club has been sold. Let's go live to Cork and join Tony O'Donoghue for the details.
Thanks very much indeed, Des. Yes, traumatic is right. A year that began with uncertainty. The club, not sure if they were able to even start the season. Then we had the COVID interruption and the season finished in relegation for a club that only 3 years ago were double champions. Now, at the start of the season, they required help from Preston North End and their owner, Trevor Hemmings, in order to pay a tax revenue bill and other liabilities. And last night, the Forest, the members that are entrusted with running and owning the club, the supporters club, they voted on a clause, a call-out option, to sell the club to Trevor Hemmings, Preston North End's owner, a company called Grovemore, for €1. Now, obviously, he would take over the existing liabilities of the club as well. It was a difficult decision for a lot of supporters to make, although I understand the vote eventually, it needed just a simple majority, but eventually was a 70-30 split. But a lot of people voted with their hand over their nose. They were just disappointed because, you know, the community base of the club, the fact that the fan-owned club had saved the club in 2010 when they were in examinership and had brought them to heights. But chasing that dream of success for League of Ireland clubs has proven time and again to be a boom and a bust cycle, and the same is true of Cork. Grovemore have said that they will do their due diligence regarding the current liabilities, and they've committed to cash flow and resources to bring an immediate return for Cork City to the Premier Division. A key to that for them, though, is talks with the Munster Football Association for a freehold interest in Turner's Cross. They say linking the stadium is fundamental to the long-term prospects of the club. Now, that could prove difficult. Apart from a brief period at Bishopstown, all the various iterations of Cork football have never owned their own stadium. But Trevor Hemmings, who people will know from, he's a three-time Grand National winner, he has a lot of connections with Cork, and Preston do as well. Current internationals Alan Brown and Sean Maguire came from Cork, of course, and many others. And Trevor Hemmings himself owns Trebulgan, the East Cork Holiday Village, and a number of stud farms in Cork. So they're hoping that this will be a bright future for the club. But as I say, a lot of the fans voted for this motion to go ahead, but with a heavy heart.
So Cork City relegated. Finn Harps, though, took a huge step last night to avoid perhaps getting relegated with Cork. Finn Harps beat St Pat's 3-2 to boost their chance of avoiding the relegation playoff. They're now just 2 points behind Shelburne, St Pat's and Derry, and a couple of games to go. The big match tonight, of course, sees Dundalk take on Arsenal at the Emirates Stadium in the Europa League. Dundalk manager Filippo Giovagnoli says they'll try to match Arsenal's intensity and get a result that would be a huge boost for Irish football. And there's a massive difference between the two clubs. And it was suggested to him, perhaps the biggest illustration of this, is that Arsenal have a player, Mesut Ozil, who is paid £350,000 a week and he cannot get in their squad of 25 players.
There is a big difference, and but what was the question? What do you think I have to respond to answer to this? I mean, it's quite obvious that there is like an heavyweight boxer against a super lightweight, right? So we will just need to try to make them run uncomfortable a little bit. Yes, I mean, everything is tomorrow in this game is obvious. The difference, the quality. Let's make the passion something maybe bigger in our side.
It will be great, not for me, for the club, for the city, for Dundalk, for Ireland, to get some point here, a result. It will be an amazing achievement. For everyone.
A lovely story last night on Dundalk TV. They were filming the Dundalk players training at the Emirates Stadium. The Dundalk players thrilled by it. And one of them in particular, Michael Duffy, is a huge Arsenal fan. And he revealed his confirmation name comes from an Arsenal player.
We've had guest interviewee Pat Hoban wants to know, what's your confirmation name?
Thierry.
Thierry?
No way. Big of Arsenal fan I was.
Really? Is that serious?
He was a man.
Is it that side that was the Arsenal team you grew up watching?
I used to, he was my idol like when I was growing up, and As for Thierry, that's my confirmation name. They said no at the start, but then the teacher came back 2 weeks later and says he was a saint, so you can have it.
That's Michael Duffy. Now, good luck to Dundalk. In the other games tonight, Celtic go to Lille, Rangers play Lech Poznan, Spurs go to Antwerp, and Leicester City play AEK Athens. Last night's Champions League headlines, well, Marcus Rashford grabbed most of them. He came off the bench to score a hat-trick as United beat RB Leipzig 5-0. Mason Greenwood and Anthony Martial got the two other goals. And Chelsea had a very impressive 4-0 win away to the Russian side Krasnodar. Lionel Messi scored as Barcelona won 2-0 at Juventus. Barca finished that game with two 17-year-olds on the pitch. Imagine being 17, that's like fifth year in school and playing alongside Messi in the Champions League. In rugby, Ireland's final women's Six Nations game against France has been postponed due to an outbreak of COVID-19 in the French squad. The game was due to be played in Donnybrook on Sunday. It's now hoped to play the game next month. In Gaelic games, Waterford Intermediate Football champions Dungarvan have been stripped of their county title for fielding a player who was awaiting the results of a COVID-19 test, which subsequently returned positive. The county board confirmed that the penalties have been accepted by the club, so Dungarvan lose the county title and individual suspensions have been imposed on six members. Dan Martin continued his impressive form in the Tour of Spain. Cycling yesterday, he was third on stage 8 and remains third overall, 28 seconds behind the leader, Richard Carapaz. And in racing, John Ox back amongst the winners at Dundalk last night when Ross Coakley steered Riga Legal to victory. And today's racing is at Clonmel, beginning at 1:20.